on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
It's 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. Good evening. In this bulletin, a small group of protesters gathered outside Letterkenny University Hospital earlier today to highlight how COVID-19 restrictions are affecting maternity patients and their partners. The Health Minister says antigen testing is going to play an increasing role in the government's plans for reopening. A new COVID-19 walk-in test centre has opened today in Carndonagh. It'll be operational until Thursday. We'll hear from Councillor Mary Trace Gallagher. She's the new Cathaoirleach of the Glenties Municipal District. And a meeting of Inishowen Municipal District has been told today the protests that saw protest in Carndonagh yesterday reflects a palpable rise in the anger and frustration of MICA homeowners. Later in the bulletin, Kenny is here with sports news. That's coming up at around 5:15. But we begin with that protest outside Letterkenny University Hospital this morning between 11 and 12 noon. A small group of protesters gathered outside the hospital to highlight how COVID-19 restrictions are affecting maternity patients and their partners. The advocacy group AIMS is calling for an easing of restrictions that prevent partners from attending scans. Speaking to Highland Radio News outside the hospital this morning, Megan Rice Cunningham, a member of AIMS and the founder of Transforming Birth Donegal, said it's been a very difficult time for all pregnant women, and particularly those whose scans reveal bad news.
Women have been denied their birthing partner for milestone scans, for the duration of their labour. In some cases, their partners actually miss the birth. And certainly, you know, there's women who go on to have a healthy baby and a healthy pregnancy. But unfortunately, there are many women who lose their babies to miscarriage and other things. And they either receive that news through a scan that they have to endure alone, only to go out to the car park to inform their partner that their baby, you know, is no longer living. It's just cruel and it's inhumane, and it's been going on far too long.
This was on the agenda some time ago, and the impression was given that it was being resolved, and we thought it was resolved. It appears promises were made but perhaps were just never put into place and weren't enacted.
Yes, unfortunately it's been all talk and no action, and everybody wants to pass the buck. So the Health Minister says that it's not within his remit. The HSE have said it's not within their remit to instruct the hospitals, and hospitals seem to be sort of chopping and changing the restrictions to suit themselves, which is worrying in and of itself. Where's the hospital oversight, you know, to make sure that hospitals are adhering to best practice?
With apologies for the wind interference there, that was Megan Rice Cunningham speaking to us outside Letterkenny University Hospital earlier today. Well, in a statement this afternoon, the hospital says restrictions are under continual review, taking into account community transmission rates, local infrastructure within the unit and staffing. Currently, the hospital says birthing partners of women in labour are welcome to attend, subject to screening questions and the wearing of PPE. A partner or support person may also attend for the 20-week scan. The statement does point out the hospital had a recent outbreak of COVID-19 in the maternity department, and it was important for the duration of that outbreak to minimise the number of people visiting. The arrangements for visiting by partners on the maternity ward will be reviewed again next week. Antigen testing is to play an increasing role in government plans for reopening, according to the Health Minister. It's after an effort Professor Philip Hogan compared the testing kits to snake oil. Professor Nolan said they won't protect people. Well, Stephen Donnelly says those kind of remarks are unhelpful, and antigen tests do have a role to play.
They are one part of the toolkit we have, and I think as the technology gets better and better, and the specificity and the sensitivity of the tests gets better and better, and the usability of them as well gets better and better, I think there's a good chance that as the year progresses, and probably through next year, they will have a more important role to play.
But a new COVID-19 walk-in test centre opened today in Inishowen. The centre at the Carndonagh GAA Clubhouse will operate from 11 to 7 tomorrow and on Thursday as well. It's open to members of the public from Inishowen who are asymptomatic or believe they may be at risk of infection. The Letterkenny Community Testing Centre also remains open. Judith McLean is the testing centre coordinator in Donegal, and she spoke to Greg on today's 9 till noon show.
The function of the test centres, the walk-in test centres, Greg, is to try and capture as much of the population that has no symptoms of COVID-19. So if you have symptoms of COVID-19, you're advised to go to your GP and get referred through the normal pathway. But these walk-in test centres are to provide a facility for people to attend free of charge, no appointment necessary, when it suits them, and if they have no symptoms of COVID-19. They will get their text within 24 hours and they receive their results straight to their phone.
Only three people are in intensive care with COVID-19 in Northern Ireland. It was confirmed today that there are 56 COVID patients in hospitals across the north in total. 89 new cases confirmed today, with one additional COVID-related death. Irish hospitals are more overcrowded now than at any other point in the pandemic, according to the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation. Figures published today showed 376 patients without a bed this morning. That's the highest number since March 5th last year. University Hospital Limerick had the worst overcrowding, with 75 people awaiting beds. That was followed by Letterkenny University Hospital with 31 and Cork University Hospital with 30. The INMO says emergency departments are coming under increased pressure and they're calling for an urgent national intervention on the issue. Asphalt plant in Inishowen has been granted planning permission. There was some local opposition to the planned development between Burnfoot and Muff. Donegal County Council says in assessing the application, the authority took into account third-party submissions. The council says, subject to compliance with conditions, the proposed development would be in accordance with the proper planning and sustainable development of the area. Councillor Mary Thrace Gallagher has been elected as Cathaoirleach of the Glendees Municipal District. Councillor Anthony Malloy is the new last Cathaoirleach. At today's online sitting of the Glendees Municipal District AGM, Councillor Gallagher said her priority in the year ahead will be to represent the needs of the people and set out a vision for the west of the county. She says as the post-COVID recovery continues, a plan is vital.
What we're doing now is we're looking at the recovery and where we need to be and how we plan for the future here in the west of the county. So the initial proposals that I took forward today would be to have meetings, proper focused meetings on different elements, different parts of the economy, different parts of services, with the HSE, with educators, the principals here within the MD, to see how we move things forward and that we're spending money and producing amenities that are fit for purpose and fit for the future, but also looking at that whole issue of youth retention. What we're trying to do, and I've spoken to all of the members over the last week, is to come up with a plan that we all work towards over the next year and see how we move things forward.
And it is a very challenging year because in a sense we don't quite know what the roadmap is. We are hopeful that there will be a gradual easing of restrictions and perhaps by this time next year we'll be at what some would call normality, but we don't know where it's going and we don't know what may be coming down the tracks.
Exactly, and you know, we spoke about that today at the meeting, but there's nothing going to be coming down the tracks if we don't plan and if we don't have an agenda and we're not shouting for proper services. The one big issue that all of us have here, the six members, is the need of social housing and affordable homes here in the west of the county to retain the population but also to grow the population, and we would see that as probably the number one item on our agenda for the year ahead.
And that was Councillor Mary Thrace Gallagher, the Cathaoirleach of the Glendees Municipal District. Well, a meeting of Inishowen Municipal District heard this afternoon that the protest, which saw up to 200 people come out in Carndonagh yesterday, reflects a palpable rise in the anger and frustration of mica-affected homeowners. In light of the protest, an emergency meeting of Donegal County Council's Mica Redress Committee will convene on Thursday. Sarah, an affected homeowner, spoke of her frustration with the pace of the redress scheme when she spoke to Greg on today's 9 till noon show.
We're sitting here wondering, well, are we going to be homeless in 2 months' time when we start this work? Because where in Inishowen are we going to get somewhere to live? There are no houses to rent. I have written to the Department of Finance several times on this issue as well, because, you know, we're paying VAT on all of these extra building materials. We are paying tax on our income. We are having to potentially remortgage if the banks will even talk to us. And all of this is at a time when, you know, we're being told we need to start thinking about our pension schemes and whatever else. Mm-hmm. And all of that has gone out the window. We will be paying for this for the rest of our lives.
A coroner has ruled that 10 people killed at Ballymurphy in West Belfast 5 decades ago were entirely innocent. A coroner has found that the use of lethal force by the British Army wasn't justified. With more, here's Paul O'Donoghue.
The families of the 10 people killed in Ballymurphy in Belfast have been fighting for answers for 50 years. It had been suggested that some of those who died were involved with paramilitary activities, which was why soldiers opened fire. That myth was dispelled at the inquest today, which found all those who were shot were innocent. The verdict has since been hailed by Foreign Minister Simon Coveney as historic. He said it casts a new light on one of the darkest incidents of the Troubles and said the families must now be supported.
The state pathologist has told the trial of a man accused of murdering his wife in Sligo that she died from a lack of oxygen, most likely caused by manual strangulation. Rafael Carachan admits killing her at their home in Crozen Park in Sligo, but the jury will have to decide on his mental state at the time. Court's correspondent Frank Graney has this report, which some listeners may find distressing.
Rafael Carachan initially claimed no responsibility for his wife Natalia's death. At first he told Gardaí he found her body in her bedroom. He said he panicked and dumped it in a wooded area just outside Sligo town. It happened sometime between April 29th and May 1st 2018. The couple were separated at the time but still living together for the sake of their three children. He later told her sister that he strangled her to death after she came home from a night out. The court heard she had consensual sex with another man that night. The issue for the jurors to decide relates to his mental state at the time. Today, the state pathologist, Dr. Linda Mulligan, told them that Natalia died from asphyxia due to pressure on her neck, most likely caused by manual strangulation. She said there were signs of defensive type wounds and she was of the view that death wouldn't have been instantaneous. Frank Graney, the Central Criminal Court.
A new heart failure service is being established at Letterkenny University Hospital. The service is intended to support the diagnosis and treatment of people with heart failure living in Donegal. It's been developed as an integrated team to support earlier access to diagnosis and treatment. The new service allows GP directly refer patients. It also allows patients who have been admitted to the hospital with heart failure to have their follow-up in community locations, which will reduce their need to travel. Cathy Farrell is an advanced nurse practitioner at Letterkenny University Hospital.
Heart failure is a condition that is quite common in Ireland, and up to 10% in the over 75s have it, but very often people aren't diagnosed until they're admitted to hospital. So this new service will allow the GPs who suspect people of having heart failure to refer directly to the service, where they will have a full assessment, an echocardiogram scan of their heart and blood tests, and either give a diagnosis of heart failure and start on treatment or rule it out.
We know too that there's been a lot of work going on with Out in the Gavan, between Out in the Gavan and Letterkenny as well, and this is all going to feed into that and hopefully ensure that cardiac health improves across the board in the region.
Yes, so what we have got is the cross-border agreement for the people who have an acute myocardial infarction or a heart attack, and that is ongoing. And this will build on that treatment for people who have had heart attacks, might be at high risk of heart failure, and will get that early diagnosis. It's cooperation between the CHO1 and Letterkenny University Hospital to start with. It's funded by the Sláinte Care, all moving towards providing better access to patients in the community.
And the key word here is speed, and we do know that when it comes to issues with the heart, speed is of the essence.
Absolutely, and we know that when people are diagnosed early and started on treatment, it improves their prognosis much better. Heart failure people is words people think associated with dying and the heart stopping, and really it's a chronic disease like having diabetes or COPD, and once people are aware of it and they have the education of what they're looking out for and the medication to treat it, can generally live healthy lives.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. Gear up on all your training essentials at michaelmurphysports.ie.
5:15, and we say good evening to Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Donal. Good evening. We'll start with Gaelic games, and this weekend Donegal begin their Alliance Football League North campaign with their first of their games against neighbours Tyrone. It's a condensed quick-fire format this season, with the championship to start in late June. With a short window to run into competitive games, Donegal manager Declan Boner told Oisin Kelly they have to monitor the squad correctly.
At this level now, and these guys are more or less professional athletes in terms of how to look after themselves and how to prepare. We probably should have been back a number of weeks earlier, because it takes that 5-6 weeks to get ready, to get lads up to speed after coming back on the pitch. And, you know, we've got to watch in terms of injuries and, you know, got to be careful around that. And as I say, it's just basically 3 weeks to get ready. And but as I said, it's the same for all teams. But Saturday evening is the start of our competitive season. And as I say, we're really looking forward to it. No better match to get started in a local derby against our Northwest rivals. Yeah.
Can you tell us maybe how things are panning out squad-wise for you and injury-wise ahead of the game? Because obviously it's a concern as you head into a new season, Declan.
It is. There's no doubt about it. And, you know, there are a number of guys, you know, recovering from soft tissue injuries, and that's natural. I've just come back onto the pitch for the first time in about 6-7 months collectively as a group. We monitor them now, ushing over the next 24, 48 hours, a couple of sessions to go. And we'll not be taking any risks with any players. Some people are just finding their feet coming back into it. But listen, we're really, as I say, we will have a squad of players ready for action on Saturday night. And as I say, probably over the next 3 to 4 weeks, you'll see a fair number of lads being used in the league as we build up towards championship.
You can watch that interview with Declan Bonner and also with Paul Brennan on our website. It's available now on highlandradio.com in the sports section. Moving on to soccer, and the destination of the Premier League title could be decided this evening. Should Manchester United lose at home to Leicester City, then Manchester City will be crowned champions for the third time in 4 seasons. Leicester also need a win to breathe new life into their challenge for a Champions League place. They've just taken 1 point from their last 6, and manager Brendan Rodgers knows a big finish is required.
We're very close to achieving what it is we want, but we know we have to really fight. And of course, now we've made it difficult for ourselves. And that's the reality. You know, the last 2 games, we haven't got the results that we wanted to. And now means that we've got to really push and look, you know, to win these games.
Kickoff is shortly at Old Trafford at 6 o'clock. Following that, there's minor placings up for grabs as Southampton, they play host to Crystal Palace. That's an 8:15 start at St Mary's. In other news, Richard Keogh has been awarded €2.7 million in a wrongful dismissal case taken against Derby County. The former Republic of Ireland defender was involved in a car crash with 2 teammates in September 2019. A month later, Keogh was sacked for not agreeing to drastically reduced terms. An EFL panel found in favour of the 34-year-old, who will have the remainder of his contract paid up by Derby pending an appeal. And the FAI have confirmed 3 friendly matches for the Republic of Ireland under-21s in Spain this summer. Jim Crawford's side will take on Switzerland on May the 30th. They'll then face Australia's Olympic team on June the 2nd before taking on Denmark on June the 5th. The camp takes place in Marbella. And the Irish Senior Cup has reached the quarter-final stages with 4 ties taking place this evening. It's a big night for championship outfit Derrickview. The Tyrone club, they're away to Premier Division Ballymena United. The cup holders Glentoran, they host Crusaders. Elsewhere, Larne play Carrick Rangers, and Loughgall, they'll aim to upset the odds against high-flying Linfield. In rugby, Munster say RG Snyman is in good spirits, having undergone successful surgery last week. The South African lock hasn't played since August when he suffered an ACL injury. Snyman required a procedure on a separate knee issue, having suffered a setback in his recovery. And Ulster scrum half John Cooney will miss Friday's Rainbow Cup game with Leinster at the RDS. He suffered a neck injury in the recent Challenge Cup defeat to Leicester. Marcus Ray sustained a concussion in last week's defeat to Munster and is following the return to play protocols. In golf, a significant number of spectators are expected to attend this summer's Open Championship. RNA Chief Executive Martin Slumbers confirmed the news today. From May the 17th, 10,000 spectators are allowed to attend outdoor sporting events in England. When the Open was last visited to Royal St George's, 180,000 fans were in attendance. Shane Lowry, he defends his Open title in that event in July. Finally for this evening, in cycling, Dan Martin's in 21st on general classification after today's 4th stage of the Giro d'Italia. The Irish rider finished a minute and 48 seconds behind today's stage winner Joe Dombrowski. Alessandro Di Marchi has taken the pink jersey from compatriot Filippo Ganna. That's all your sport for this evening. It's back to Donal.
Thank you very much indeed, Kenny. Donegal County Council will consider offering serviced sites in the Letterkenny and Milford Municipal District in what one local councillor wants to be a pilot programme that could eventually be rolled out across Donegal. It would give people the chance to buy sites with outline planning and services such as water and electricity ready to be connected. The proposal was raised this afternoon at a meeting of the Letterkenny Municipal District by Councillor Michael McBride.
A couple of years ago, I had proposed at county council meetings that the county council would look into the provision of service sites. At that time, it got a fairly positive response. But since that, you know, it seems to have fallen off the radar a bit. I just think it's very timely now to try and push the issue forward again. I think a lot of people are having great difficulty trying to get sites where they can get planning permission. It's very costly trying to bring in the services like water, ESB. As has happened in Letterkenny before, Beechwood is certainly, I suppose, set up a service site, and I think it's been very successful. It has happened in other places in Letterkenny as well.
Do you believe there is sufficient land in the council's own land banks at present to make this viable, or would the council need, in your view, to actually go out and start buying some land in order to provide these sites?
We'd have to explore that, to be honest with you, Donald. The land has to be in suitable locations. I'd also like to see that maybe extended right out into the rural community as well, you know, or smaller villages, Church Hill and Terman and some of these smaller communities right out through the Letterkenny Milford municipal area would be considered as well. The time's right for it. I think there's massive potential for it. I can see great demand for them. Anywhere the council has land, it should certainly be considered. But anywhere they don't have land, I think they should definitely be looking at maybe buying some land.
And your view is doing this in the Letterkenny Milford MD could prove a pilot project that would inform similar projects into the future elsewhere in Donegal?
I think it would work all over the county. I'm asking for a pilot project to be, you know, put in place in our municipal area, and I think it will be a very welcome addition to the whole housing programme within Donegal County Council.
Councillor Michael McBride there. Well, at this afternoon's meeting, officials pointed out that a serviced sites initiative announced by government in 2018 was concentrated on urban areas such as Dublin and Cork. They say a new affordable housing bill is due in the coming weeks, and officials say they will implement its provisions when they become known. A Letterkenny councillor is calling for nighttime security to be provided at a number of smaller parks in the town in a bid to curtail antisocial behaviour. Councillor Kevin Bradley says there are now issues in Garten Avenue after issues in the nearby Ballybow Park. He says local residents are being terrorised by groups of young people congregating. He told Letterkenny Municipal District this afternoon that action must be taken.
Between Garten Avenue and Kilpatrick, the park there, a lot of antisocial, the young ones are accumulating there at night time. They're drinking, throwing tents, there's no security on, there's nowhere to put out rubbish. Ballybow Park's exactly the same. I'm calling the council to install a bit of security and put on local litter bins and take immediate action.
And indeed, the residents there feel that they're being terrorised with this kind of behaviour.
There are four or five, there are seven estates leading onto that park, like, and they're, there's nearly a no-go area now at night time to go past there. So it's very unfair to the residents and the people in the town. They're going to have to step up somewhere. Somebody's going to have to take action here. This can't go on.
€7.3 million has been raised by Darkness Into Light, the flagship fundraiser for suicide prevention charity Pieta House. 143,000 people took part in the walk in the early hours of last Saturday morning. Organisers have thanked those who got involved, saying despite wet and windy weather on the day, tens of thousands of people across the country and around the world supported the event. Pieta's fundraising manager is Tom McAvoy.
It was an unusual event for us to host this year because we couldn't all gather in the traditional settings around the country and around the world. So people really chose to do a challenge, and even though the weather was really inclement, we managed to get lots and lots of people to enjoy a sunrise, albeit in behind the clouds, but they raised hopes and spirits because they got involved in the event this year.
And a number of registration plates have been stolen from vehicles across Donegal during what Gardaí have described as a weekend spate of criminal damage. Just before four on Saturday afternoon, a man wearing dark clothing was seen attempting to remove plates from a car parked on Lifford Road in Castlefin. Shortly afterwards, at around 20 to 5, a man fitting a similar description made off in a dark-coloured Passat after removing both plates from a car parked at Braj in Lifford. And Gardaí in Buncrana were then alerted to a similar incident at Ellabeg Bridgend at around 5:45, with reports that a group of males had stolen plates from a car. Well, Gardaí's Sean Sweeney is appealing for information.
We were appealing to public to contact Gardaí in Buncrana or Letterkenny. Should they have any information that would assist us in these investigations. We also wish to stress the importance of reporting suspicious activity to Gardaí. If you ever observed any sort of activity, day or night, that just does not sit right with you, please contact us. The smallest piece of information, which may seem rather irrelevant to you, could be a vital piece of information we need to solve the crime. So we can be contacted 24/7 in Letterkenny on 67100, Buncrana on 932540, Milford 915 3060, or Ballyshannon 07198 58530, or the confidential line, which is 1800 666 111.
And the weather forecast: scattered showers will continue tonight, but long dry spells will develop in many areas. It'll stay cold tonight with lowest temperatures 2 to 4 degrees Celsius, light easterly or variable breezes, with mist thickening to fog in near calm conditions. Mist and fog will quickly quickly clear tomorrow morning with scattered heavy and possibly thundery showers developing, a risk of hail and spot flooding with some sunny spells as well, but overall tomorrow will be cloudier. Highest temperatures between 11 and 14 degrees Celsius in light northerly or variable breezes. And that's Highland Radio News for now. A small group of protesters gathered outside Letterkenny University Hospital earlier today to highlight how COVID-19 restrictions are affecting maternity patients and their partners. Letterkenny University Hospital, meanwhile, says arrangements for visiting by partners on the maternity ward will be reviewed again next week. Antigen testing is going to play an increasing role in government plans for reopening, according to the Health Minister. It's after NPHET's Professor Philip Nolan compared the testing kits to snake oil, saying they won't protect people. Meanwhile, another COVID-19 walk-in test centre is operational in Donegal. The centre at Carndonagh GAA Clubhouse will be operational for the next 2 days from 11am to 7pm. Planning for an asphalt development in Inishowen has been granted, and Councillor Mairead Thrace Gallagher is in Ucahirlick of the Glendies Municipal District. Back with news again at 6. Good evening. The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, the 11th of May. The sudden death has occurred at her home in Carrowcannon, Falkara, of Pat McLafferty. Her remains will repose at her home in Carrowcannon from 12 noon tomorrow. Funeral arrangements will be confirmed later. The death has taken place of Peter Carney, Leanan Keel, Urus Clonmany. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 10:30 to St Michael's Church, Urus, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Due to HSE and government guidelines, wake and funeral are strictly private to family only, please, with a maximum of 50 people permitted. The funeral mass can be viewed live on the Clonmany Together Facebook page. The death has taken place of Neely Harkin, Tully Arb, Carndonagh. His remains are reposing at his home. Neely's funeral mass will take place on Thursday morning at 11 in the Church of the Sacred Heart, Carndonagh, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Funeral mass can be viewed live on carndonaghparish.com. Due to HSE and government guidelines, wake, funeral and interment are private to family only, please, with a maximum of 50 people permitted. The death has taken place of Elizabeth Carr, Murlock Downings. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Removal from there tomorrow morning to the Church of St John the Baptist, Carrigart, for funeral service at 11 o'clock, followed by private cremation in Lakeland's crematorium, Cavan. Due to HSE and government guidelines, wake and funeral are private to family only, please. And the death has taken place of Sarah Ferry, Sarah Jondy, Durin the Manshire, Annagree. Her remains will be received into St Mary's Star of the Sea Church, Annagree, this evening at 7 o'clock. Funeral mass tomorrow morning at 11, followed by burial in Annagree's new cemetery. Funeral mass will be broadcast on the Colm Gillespie Funeral Director Facebook page and on the Annagree Parish webcam. The house is strictly private, please. Due to government and HSE guidelines, the funeral and burial are private to family only, please, with a maximum of 50 people permitted.